neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The case of Arav Avinalov Shalom stopping at Gerar and running to Avimelech. We see in the end, after the case that came up as far as the way they were treated, we are informed that he requested that they have some type of peace between them. So it's brought in the Torah that Veichretu Sheneihem Berit. So Tzadon Shai is informing us that there was a covenant that took place between Abimelech and Arav Avinalov Shalom. So now the question that is asked, when he says that Abraham had a covenant with Abimelech, so you should say Veichretu Brit, had some type of covenant. So what does it mean, Veichretu Sheneihem Brit? What's the difference between Veichretu Brit or Veichretu Sheneihem Brit?
Sheneihem is that later on, Abimelech can say, I had only covenant with Abraham. It's done. So he can just change his, again, so Yaakov to do another covenant with him. But if it was Veichretu is for Abraham, for his generation.
No, it says that your children and so on.
Because Hashem wasn't pleased with that. It was maybe too. Hashem didn't have the approval of Hashem to do so.
Okay. So what does Veichretu Sheneihem means?
It just was between two of them, not Hashem. Hashem was.
So did Abraham Avinu do the right thing or a wrong thing?
Wrong thing.
Wrong thing? But how can you say Lashon Hara but Abraham Avinu?
I mean, the end
I'm
sorry?
Nobody is perfect.
In the end, it proves that it was a wrong move by Abraham Avinu.
No, Chas V'Shalom. No, Chalila V'Chas. Chalila V'Chas. I'm sure Abraham Avinu will forgive you. But but here, when it says, Veichretu Sheneihem Brit, so that means there was an intention here. What does it mean? That Tzadon Shai is informing us that Abraham Avinu Shalom did make a covenant with him, but he said, we're going to be separate. We have no connection with one another. So when he says, Veichretu Sheneihem Brit, that means you're going to be you and your custom, your ideology, whatever that you do, and I'm going to go whatever I do. We have no connection. If we say Veichretu Brit, that means there's some type of connection. When he says Veichretu Sheneihem Brit, that means we totally separate. That's what the intention of Abraham Avinu Alav Shalom was about. We make a Acht, we make a Brit, but we totally different. See, there's an interesting, I heard there was a commercial that they close or wrap people's eyes, and then they put in front of them, like let's say, bottle of Pepsi, and then bottle of Coca-Cola. And then they make him drink. And then they ask him which one you liked. And then they open their eyes and say, he thought all his life he liked Pepsi. He said, no, Coca-Cola tastes better. You heard about this commercial?
Yes. Yes,
only seen. You heard, you didn't see.
No, I saw it.
No, you heard. So now just imagine about 100 years ago, Mr. Carl Friedrich Benz. You know who that is? You heard about him? No? Carl Friedrich Benz.
Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, he was the founder of Mercedes-Benz. He made the first wagon of the Benz. You never heard about him? Yeah, Mr. Carl Friedrich Benz. So some people say his name was Michael also. So now, let's say, one day he comes down from his office and he sees there's a Chevrolet by his office. So how does it look if Mr. Carl Friedrich Benz, the founder of the Mercedes-Benz, getting in the Chevy? How does it look like?
Embarrassing.
No, to test it, why not?
No, this is like they say, this is your car, say? Yeah, it is very disrespectful, no?
To him or to Mercedes?
To him, because the Thunder, what's the price value of the Chevy and the Mercedes? What is it? 10 times more? No?
Yes.
When you talk about Mercedes, Chevy, Hashem Yarachem. He's not into his disrespect, is it? He's not. So now, to compare Coca-Cola and Pepsi, okay, what is it to it? But, you want to compare Chevy with Mercedes,
No comparison.
No, it's very, what's the word? It's very embarrassing, no? I mean, the respect that, the kavod, where you get into a Chevy, Mr. Carl Frederick Benz gets into the Chevy. It's such an embarrassing thing.
As he's driving Mercedes later on has to...
No, this is just an example for you. No, we're not talking about, forget about Pepsi-Cola and, Mercedes. It really depends that the value, let's say, you see a person of the bank, sweep the floor. You see such a thing?
No.
No, it's embarrassing thing. This is very disrespectful. How could somebody do such a thing? Just imagine a son of a king, a prince. Have you seen him, bite an apple on the street? Just as a kavod? Yes? Why? Why is not his kavod? He's going to take his Abba's place. Say, look at this, he was biting an apple, he was eating potato chips on the street. Bamba! You're going to make him a king? Let's say a nation, for example, that Hashem spoke to them. You know a nation like that?
Yeah?
Ah, Am Segula, they stood at Mahmad Har Sinai. So, would they do anything otherwise, that what Hashem told them, bite an apple on the street, huh? Asu Shalom. Hey, get into the Chevy? Ajaba. He said, what kind of attitude is this? Isn't that embarrassing?
Of course.
How can you, do something else besides what Hashem told you? He said, even think about it. Even look at it. Now, Hashem gave you a calendar, no? It's a Hebrew calendar. How can you, Chas v'Shalom, pick something else in the other calendar? Can you? Chas v'Shalom. And that's what exactly means. He said, Vayichvetu Sheneihem Berit. Rabbanan Shalom said, okay, we have to have Shalom. As that's what the procedure is. Even when we're trying to expand our country, we have to start with Shalom. We're not a nation that has a Shalom after Milchamot, after war. So here, but the point here is, they say, Vayichvetu Sheneihem. Of course they would agree, but instead Shenaim had nothing to do with one another. I don't want nothing from you. I'm not going to copy nothing from you. I don't care about whatever you do. Is that my concern what you do? What is it to me? What you do? What you celebrate? What you eat? Has a Shalom. Has nothing to do with me. And that's what exactly the beautiful point here is. Vechretu Sheneihem Brit. You go your way, do whatever you want, but it has nothing to do with me. And that's what the source in Torah Kedusha, that Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom is teaching us. Of course, you have to be in Galut, what can we do? We don't have the Zechut. We don't have the Zechut to be in our own country. But we have to follow whatever that Torah Kedusha is directing us, and we have our own manual, and that's what we have to go by. Hashem is Akeno, we always be Shenaim, Chas v'Shalom. Do not smell anything else from outer. Stick with ourselves, and Hashem is Akeno, with right Chokhmah, and Koach, She Linmot Ulamet Velasod, our own heritage, without the shame, to go on, and without the shame, it's going to be Yeshuot, Besorot Tovot, and thank you.
Koilani Shomote, Hallel Ko Hallelu Ko, Koilani Shomo Nishomo Sheli, koilani shomote, halel koheleluko, koilani shomo nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.